welcome to Harold Talk on www.radioharoldhill.co.uk. And today on the show, we have Elvis impersonator Nikki. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hi there.
So could you start off by telling us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name's Nikki, as I said, Nikki Hart. I'm originally from Dagenham in Essex. I've been an Elvis impersonator for 8 years now. I'm also a postman. I work on delivery in Stratford Royal Mail. And I've been doing that job for 15 years. I now live in Hornchurch. I've been there around about 2 years. And I have a fiance, Priscilla Presley. Only joking. Her name is Catherine. And we're getting married next year.
So tell us about your Elvis impersonations and your interests.
Yeah, I've always had a strong interest with Elvis since I was a little boy, and from the age of six growing upwards. Due to the fact of my mum and dad really liking Elvis Presley, I used to listen to a lot of his tracks in the car growing up, and I also used to watch all the movies, and I used to watch his movements and the way his mannerisms were, and you know, everything that he did live on stage that captured a great audience.
What made you initially want to impersonate him?
Deep down, it was just the way that, you know, he connected with his fans. You know, he's just so super talented, and he was something that was completely different to that time, to that period, and no one expected to see someone, an individual like him. So I just wanted to be like him on stage, and when I perform on stage, go into, you know, that role where I'm in character the full time, everything that I do, even speaking between tracks and etc. So yeah, I just always had the love and passion about Elvis and wanted to take it up as a career, but didn't know that it'd get this big in my little community.
Have you ever visited his home in Memphis?
Yeah, I went, I believe it was 2002. I went with me mum and dad. We flew over to Florida, and we got a plane from there to Memphis. I did the tour of Graceland's. We stayed in the Heartbreak Hotel opposite, and it was just absolutely magical. It was, you know, it was truly brilliant. We also did the Sun Studios, where, you know, he was signed and found, and it was great. Yeah, it was an experience to remember.
Now, tell us about where you've performed in the past.
Yeah, more or less everywhere or anywhere I can, you know, get a gig. But, you know, within reason, I've performed in casinos, I've performed in holiday camps, pubs, social clubs, corporate events, even Royal Mail. Weddings, yeah, so stuff like that, even stuff for the community. Did one for Harold Hill last week, which was helping a little boy called Freddie. Quite a lot, really. Almost everywhere.
So what are some of your favourite Elvis moments?
Some of my favourite Elvis moments, on stage or as a performance?
Anything.
As a performance, my favourite of Elvis is his concert in 1970, That's the Way It Is. And just, you know, he was just at his best then. He was 32-inch waist. He had so much energy, and that's what made me want to be Elvis more than anything, because just the way that he was, it was just true class. And that was probably one of the films that made me, you know, want to go and do what I wanted to do.
So what, do you have any favourite song of his?
Yes, one of my favourite songs is Suspicion, and one of the favourite songs that I like to perform is If I Can Dream, which is very spiritual, and it's got a lot of meaning, and it was very powerful in 1968. So yeah, I've got a couple of records, yeah.
So tell us about the history of Elvis.
Well, if we put it into a brief description, he was born in 1935. He was from Tupelo in Mississippi. He lived in very poor accommodation. It was very gospel and very musically placed then. They decided to move to Memphis. he got discovered as Elvis. He sang a song for his mum, which was in the Sun Studios. You know, it never got really anywhere. But it was his first track that he actually performed. And it was live, you know, on a 45. And, you know, he became bigger, obviously, as we all know. He went from 1956 to 1977. He made over 31 movies. Not all the movies were brilliant, as a lot of fans would say. He made a lot of concerts in 1977, and he was, you know, he was a family man, even though that he wasn't home most of the time, and a very kind, generous person, you know, that gave you more than what he had, and it showed after his death how big he is now to what he was then. Yeah.
Going back to you performing.
Yeah.
Do you find it nerve-wracking at all?
I always find that I've got good nerves. I mean, I walk into a place and inside I'll be confident, but at the same time I'll have that little bit of nerves, and I think that's good. Mm. So I think if you've got too much nerves, then something's not right about your performance.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, getting that first 5-10 minutes under your belt and, you know, performing to your best ability, and the nerves, you know, they settle themselves then. So I've always had good nerves.
Mm.
And, yeah.
When you first did your first performances, what were they like?
My first performance, yeah, it was quite scary. But inside, I knew that I could get through what I wanted to get through. It didn't matter if it was half an hour or 40 minutes, but I remember it was 30 minutes, the first set. And I loved every minute. Once I got the first track over and done with, it was like, this is unbelievable, this is brilliant, everyone's come to watch me. And I'm putting on a show. And you just learn from them kind of shows from the start, where you are now in life. So it was a brilliant, brilliant experience.
Have you performed out of the UK?
I haven't, no. And that's something I'd love to do one day. And if there's anyone out there, I'm here.
Have you performed in any competitions at all?
Yes, I've performed in two competitions. The competition I performed in this year, I actually got through to the semi-finals, and that was in the Elvis Masters in Bridlington, which is up in Yorkshire, between Yorkshire and Hull. And it was a fantastic experience, and I can't wait to go back next year and give it my all again, because I got a good, you know, I got a good vibe out of what, you know, what happened up there, and definitely do that again. It was great.
So Elvis appeared many times on national television, but there was a particular performance that caused quite a bit of controversy. It was the first time he performed his latest single, and the reaction he got from the crowd was due to his hip shaking.
That's right, yeah.
On TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think it was outrageous for him to do something like that, especially in the 1950s?
Well, you can understand at the time. They've never seen anything like that. They've never seen someone move like that.
Mm.
And he didn't move like a white man. He moved like a black man because he wore black man's clothes.
Yeah.
And the down south at them times, especially, they didn't understand that.
Mm.
And, you know, we can look at it now and we don't think it's a problem, but you can see where they're coming from at their time, that it was a problem. And they wasn't used to rock and roll. They didn't want to hear rock and roll. But you can understand the young crowd, especially the girls, they absolutely loved it. So, yeah.
So later that year, he was only filmed from above his waist.
That's right, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's outrageous, really, if you think about it now. It's sort of, you know, imagine doing that these days, you know.
Mm.
You couldn't get away with it, but... you know, for people, especially the parents in them days, the older generation that didn't like rock and roll, as you've seen with clips and stuff on documentaries, you know, rock and roll has got to go, you know. It's, you know, it shouldn't have been a problem, but they found it to be a problem, as they didn't see that, you know, this was the right way to act on stage and do a performance.
Now, what kind of got lost there.
That's okay.
Tell us a bit more about your performances and what do you do?
Right, what I sort of do is, what I do is, as I go through the eras of Elvis, I don't really dedicate myself to one era. Only if, you know, it's a requirement that's come through my website, etc., that then they're asking me, can you do the 50s or can you do the 60s or can you do the film eras, or can you do the Vegas show eras. I do everything. So I start off with the 50s and 60s jumpsuits, and I work my way up past 1968 to the 70s. So I do a bit of everything with Elvis.
You were saying before we actually came on live that you actually get your jumpsuits made.
Yes, I have to get my jumpsuits made due to like the measurements and stuff like that. And I like to look as professional as I can when I perform on stage. Some I don't. You know, where you have to wear jackets and stuff like that, it's not so bad. But the actual jumpsuits I have to get made, yeah.
Tell us about some of the places that you've performed at.
Yeah, I've performed Asper's Casino, which was absolutely a great experience, and I'll be back there this month at Asper's Casino in Stratford on the 28th of August. But I also perform at a Italian club in London, Bunga Bunga, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's a great experience. I look forward every time I perform there because I enjoy it so much. Because everybody enjoys what I do, and it's just a fantastic experience.
Did you find it hard at first finding gigs?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I've had a great run with gigs and stuff like that. What I would say is just put as much effort and time as what you can into life generally, into work, and you will get work in the end. It's just about being committed to what you want to do. And at the start I got a few gigs here and there and I didn't mind doing the odd one. Then I started to get more work, and then you have dry periods where you don't have anything, and you think, you know, what am I doing wrong and stuff like that, and you have to go back to the drawing board. You have to think to yourself, is my website good enough, am I advertising? And, you know, word of mouth is always a massive part of my life, and I've seemed to get a lot of work through that. But also, this day and age, people look at websites, and it's very important to, you know, go down them lines. And if you've got a good website and your voice sounds good, you know, people are going to want to book you.
Did you find it hard at first finding, like, places to actually gig and... You know, the whole process of it, was it quite daunting?
Yeah, it's very daunting because it's, you know, how do you talk to people? How do you counteract? How do you communicate with people? Especially like, you know, club owners, hospitality guys, you know, and it's all about learning. It's, you know, and that's emailing, that's walking into places and being confident and putting your message across that you'd like to work here. I can do this for you. I can do that. And working out an agreement between you, because it's not all about the first gig, it's about the third, the fourth, the fifth gig, and that's what's important, really. It's about continuity, getting a run of gigs through somebody, because if they know you're good, then they'll book you again.
Yeah.
And it is very hard at first, but it's getting over that hurdle to get yourself into venues, etc., so...
Being an Elvis impersonator must attract a lot of female fans. How do you deal with that?
I have to act as professional as possible, you know. And it, obviously, it's very, very hard at times. But, you know, I don't know the best way to answer that. I think you just have to be professional. And, you know, you just have to carry on your act as Elvis. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, very difficult, especially when the fiancé turns up. Yeah, she's watching me with the evil eye because she does turn up to the odd gig here and there. So
yeah, how do you combine being a postman with being an Elvis impersonator?
It's people find it fascinating, but myself, I I find it a little bit difficult at times, but other times it's great because I've got that flexibility where I work mornings and I still have that time in the afternoon to communicate and try and get as many gigs as possible and do my work in the evenings. And I'm busy all round, you know. I go to work in the morning and I don't stop till late at night. So, yeah, it's not, I don't mind the transition, really. It's quite exciting.
So most of the time you always have your hair and sideburns all the time because you don't know when you're going to have a gig or anything.
Yeah, I mean, for the majority of my career with Elvis, I've always worn a professional wig. Mm. I wouldn't say that my wig at the start was the greatest wig, but you have to start somewhere with your costumes, your wig, yeah. all your accessories that you wear. And you, obviously you gain better finances because you're doing more gigs. I've only just recently dyed my hair, to be honest with you, leading up to the competition. Mm. But I realised that dyeing my hair was the right way to go to get more work and be more professional when it came to, singing live.
Yeah. What was the most enjoyable show that you've done so far?
Ooh, that's a tough question because I've done a lot of shows. But I probably would say it would be the Elvis Masters that I just came back from, which was up in Bridlington. Mm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a brand new experience to me. And just to, be there with lots of other ETAs, Elvis tribute acts, was, it was just fantastic. So, being live, with roughly 700 to 1,000 guests was quite remarkable, yeah.
Have you been to see any other Elvis impersonators?
Yes, I do, and I'm always very open-minded, and I'm not the kind of guy that's jealous or anything like that. Mm. I always want to improve my act, so I try to get as much detail and I try and learn every time I see a tribute act to get as much information as I can to progress my career.
Yeah.
And, that's what it's about. It's about being together on this one because it's about Elvis at the end of the day. It's about remembering him and putting that into your performance and giving a show.
If you met Elvis today, what would you ask him?
God, blimey. Wow. That's a great question. I would ask him, I'm very aware that he wanted to perform more live instead of actually doing his films. And I'd actually say, would you wish that you actually done more live performances than what you did? Mm. So that's what I'd actually say.
Do you play any instruments yourself?
I don't. I've tried and tried. But I just, I haven't got the knack. I'm not the... Yeah, I'm still learning, really. I tried to play the guitar, but not the greatest, yeah.
So what are your plans for the future as being an Elvis impersonator?
I just want to get as much work as possible, be happy with it, which is the main thing. There's nothing worse than doing something that you don't enjoy. And I would have thought there's a few Elvises out there that do it and they don't really enjoy it as much as they used to. Whereas working in Royal Mail gives me that flexibility to enjoy it, what I do. I just as much work as possible, really. And who knows, maybe one day I could take it up full time. But, I'm just enjoying this moment at this time. So,
did you have a mentor or any training before you actually became an impersonator?
No, I never had any training or a mentor or anything like that. I used to work with a guy that was musically talented, who could sing, play guitar, play piano. Mm. So really just never learned any mannerisms of him, but just the way how to listen to a song, how to perform a song, how to be a presence on stage, those kind of things really. And everything else was natural. I've never had a singing lesson. Mm. So everything was quite natural, yeah.
Okay. If you could impersonate any other artist, who would it be?
If I had to impersonate someone like... I'm a bit of an old crooner, but I like it, a bit of everything, and Matt Monro was one of my favourites. And yeah, I'd like to impersonate him, but I'm not sure.
Do you have any favourite artists?
Elvis is my favourite artist. No, I do. I do like other people, obviously. You know, obviously Michael Jackson, the Rat Pack, etc. Queen, you know, all the great acts. Jimi Hendrix. I'm quite versatile, really. I like a lot of the old legends.
Have you ever thought about recording your material, maybe, and recording something like an EP?
No, I haven't, as it goes, so maybe I'll consider that.
Mm. Now, could you sing an Elvis song for us before we go on a break?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Follow that dream.
You gotta follow that dream, wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. When your heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. I gotta follow that dream, wherever that dream may lead. I gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free. Someone to love for my dreams of me. And when I find her, I may find out what all those dreams are all about. You gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. Follow that dream to find the love I need. Follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. Keep moving, move along. Keep moving, move along. Keep moving, move along.
Sorry, I
shall. Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flowing
talking like we used to do. It was always me and you, shaping up and shipping out. Check me in and check me out. Do you like walking in the rain? When you think of love, do you think of pain? You can tell me what you see. I will choose what I believe. Hold on, darling. This body is yours. This body is yours and mine. Well, hold. Mess was yours, now your mess is mine. Oh, your mess is mine. See you in the marketplace, walking round at 8 a.m. Got 2 hours before my flight. Luck be on my side tonight. You're the reason that I feel so strong. The reason that I'm hanging on. You know you gave me all that time. Well, did I give enough of mine? Hold on, darling. This body. This body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours. Now your mess is mine.
Welcome back to Radio Harold Hill on Harold Talk. We have Nikki today, who is an Elvis impersonator. So now it's time to test your Elvis knowledge.
Oh, gold.
So I'm going to ask you 10 questions all based on him, and we'll see how many you get correct.
Oh, blimey.
Question one, where was Elvis born?
Elvis was born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
When was Elvis born?
1935.
What are Elvis'
January
parents?
The 8th,
When was Elvis' parents' names?
Vernon.
Yeah.
And Grace.
Gladys.
Gladys, sorry. I knew that. That was his nan's name, sorry.
This is a real easy one, but what did Elvis and Priscilla name their daughter?
Lisa Marie Presley.
What was Elvis's first number one song in the UK?
I believe it was Handel. Might be wrong here.
It was All Shook Up.
Oh, no.
What was Elvis's first breakthrough hit?
I believe it was Heartbreak Hotel.
Yep, that's correct. And where did Elvis live?
Elvis lived in Graceland in Memphis.
What famous singer did Lisa Marie marry?
She married Michael Jackson.
Yep. And did Elvis write any of his songs?
I believe he didn't.
Yeah. Last question. What was Elvis's first film?
Love Me Tender.
Yeah. Okay. Now, lastly, before you sing another Elvis hit for us.
Yeah, no worries.
How can one contact you for bookings and etc.?
Yeah, I have a website online. It's www.heartofelvis.co.uk. I'll say that again. It's www.heartofelvis.co.uk. And that's spelled H-A-R-T, not like the heart in your chest.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Nicky. What song will you be singing for us?
I'd like to sing The Wonder of You for you guys today, because it's been a fantastic experience, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Let's get that.
Oh, 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 oh. Well, no one else can understand me. When everything I do is wrong, you'll give me hope and consolation. You'll give me strength to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder. Wonder of you. Play a song, James. Oh. Oh, 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 oh. As you do, as the wonder, the wonder of you. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nicky, for joining us here today at Radio Harold Hill. And thank you for singing for us.
No worries.
Make sure to tune in same time next week at www.radioharoldhill.co.uk.